Item number 8, presentation from the National Weather Service Advanced Hydrologic Service by Katie Landry Eaton. Katie, are you with us?
Hi, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Wonderful. Okay, let me make sure I can share my screen so you can see my slides. Can you see my screen? I'm seeing head nods. Great. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for having me this morning. As the chair said, my name is Katie Landry-Guyton. I am the Senior Service Hydrologist for the National Weather Service Office in Houston-Galveston area. I've been asked to talk to you a little bit about our Advanced Hydrologic Prediction Service page and kind of our forecasting and warning operations. You've probably heard either me speak or some of my counterparts across the state with the National Weather Service talk. I wanted to kind of set the stage to make sure you understand how we're all connected. So first things first, I wanted to make sure you know, a lot of times you'll hear National Weather Service, a lot of times you'll hear NOAA. Basically, we are within the Department of Commerce. We are within NOAA. Those are our parent agencies. And we have different sections within the National Weather Service where we're all connected to create a collaborative forecast, collaborative warning picture to meet our mission of protecting lives and property. So one of the things I wanted to point out first and foremost is that we have national centers. So we have national centers that provide an overview, guidance for weather, water, and climate across the nation. So on the left-hand side, you can see there are national centers such as the National Hurricane Center, Storm Prediction Center, and then, of course, the Weather Prediction Center. You might have seen graphics before in our briefings or on social media or on our website that kind of looks similar to the one in the bottom left-hand side. That's our rainfall forecast. The Weather Prediction Center will provide a lot of guidance with regards to rainfall forecasts that are used in our hydraulic forecasting models. On the right-hand side, we also have the Office of Water Prediction. So this is a national center that is geared towards creating development tools and models for improving our hydrologic response across the nation. So many of you have probably heard of the National Water Model that was rolled out back, I believe, in like 2012, 2013. Also the National Water Center that was built in 2015. So basically this is taking 3,600 forecast points. So all of those river forecast center points that you're used to seeing those hydrographs for, there are about 3,600 forecast points across the country. Now the National Water Model is attempting to do 2.7 million forecasts across the nation. So it's a huge leap for providing hydrologic forecasts across the nation. There are many advantages as well as some disadvantages and limitations. I'm not going to go into all of those today. If that is something your group is interested in hearing about, I'm happy to give a presentation on that or point you in the right direction as far as some resources for the National Water Model. But I will come back to this a little bit later. So basically, all of this guidance from the national centers get fed into the field office forecast and warning process. So when I talk about field offices, I'm talking about river forecast centers and weather forecast offices. River forecast centers are primarily for forecasting for rivers across Texas, so the Brazos River and a lot of its tributaries. And then the weather forecast offices are more focused on the localized area. So my area is Houston-Galveston. We cover 23 counties within Southeast Texas. We're more focused on the more localized weather, water, and climate products that are coming out, as well as the watches, warnings, and advisories. But basically, we rely on a lot of that national guidance. We also rely on a lot of the observations and reports. So a lot of those observations from those alert systems that you talk about, such as Harris County Flood Control District, Fort Bend County, the City of Sugar Land gauges, a lot of those gauges, USGS gauges, a lot of actual reports from emergency managers and emergency officials or sheriff's departments or dispatch or whatnot. A lot of that information will go into the actual warning, advisory, and watch process. And all of that is coming from the local offices. the biggest thing I want you to take away from this is the goal is it's the collaborative process to provide those accurate forecasts and warnings. And we're not only relying on our own services, but federal, state, and local partners as well. How do we communicate all of this and our products and services? So, of course, our product dissemination, you can get everything through our website, through local TV and radio, through the wireless emergency alert system. A lot of our emergency managers will funnel their information through their own websites. If you go to our website, you can easily get to the forecast. You can get to the Advanced Hydrologic Prediction Service page by clicking on that rivers and lakes. You can climate and past weather. So everything, you know, is available on our website, but we know people don't necessarily gravitate to the website or they want that information given to them rather than having to actually go get it. So of course, that's where we also try to provide it on social media. But we also have to provide decision support services. And that's where we rely on partner briefings, social media, NWS chat. If you don't know what that is, I'm happy to talk about that offline. But basically taking all of our meteorological and hydrologic jargon and putting in a perspective of what does this mean for me? What does this mean for my area, for my local impacts in my community, and what should my response be? I had mentioned that we have the Advanced Hydrologic Prediction Service, which I was asked to talk about today. This is where you would access all of the river observations and forecasts within our area for the official river forecast points. This does not currently include the national water model output. It does have some probabilistic information for the long range output, but we understand that the Advanced Hydrologic Prediction Service is lacking and it has not caught up with current times. And so we're actually going to be migrating to a new service. It's the National Water Prediction Service, so we call it NWPS. And basically, this is going to modernize our hydrologic web dissemination. It's going to take the AHEPS page, merge it with all of the hydro visualization that's coming out of the National Water Center and the National Water Model, as well as inundation mapping. And it's going to put it into a framework that's going to allow for more user-friendly accessibility platform. There is a story map that I've provided a link to of what to expect. The current timeline is for this to roll out in the summer of 2023. Just a couple of examples here. I showed you kind of how everything is going to be roped into one platform. On the right-hand side, instead of the hydrographs being a static image, it's actually going to be dynamic. You can add in different options from the National Water Model or from the River Forecast Center, change the time frame of what you're looking at. There's going to be a lot more user-friendly options for being able to take a look at a lot of the data for specific locations. And then another enhancement is for flood inundation mapping. So beginning October 1 of 2023, the National Weather Service is going to be starting a tiered approach for the operation of FEM services across 10% of the nation. So there are going to be six different offices in the state of Texas. So that would include Houston, Galveston, that would include Fort Worth, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, and Corpus, as well as parts of Lake Charles and Shreveport in Louisiana. But this will include the Lower Brazos. So we will be rolling out flood inundation mapping across those areas that are going to be driven off of the River Forecast Center's forecast, as well as National Water Model output. There will be multiple FIMs that will be available on the NWPS website, and they're going to be flood extent. They won't have depth at first. There is going to be a huge educational and outreach push starting in the spring and rolling into the summertime before we officially roll this out in October, that will kind of explain what different options are available. But ultimately, the goal is to take the hydrograph and provide a flood extent map to match that hydrograph, but also provide extent maps for the other areas that are not covered by those hydrographs. Those unofficial forecast locations that I mentioned, going from the 3,600 forecast points across the nation to the 2.7 million reaches. So if you have questions about this, I'm happy to take them. I know I kind of glossed over a lot of this information since I was only given about 10 or 15 minutes. Maybe it's just a little teaser if you're wanting more information. I'm happy to provide that, though. And then I do have links that I'm happy to share afterwards. But with that, I'll take any questions.
What a wealth of information, Katie. Thank you so much. Do we have any questions for Katie? Any questions? Well, wonderful. It's an amazing resource, and we truly do appreciate you letting us know about it. I have no doubt we will be in touch to utilize some of this in the future. And thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you.